It is, right. It's like one after another, and it's very challenging because we normally don't expect typhoons to come to this part of the world. In fact, we've been known to manufacture storms, so to speak, and send them off. So by the time it hits somewhere else, they're typhoon strength, and they start here as tropical depression. But we can't help but think that all this climate change and global warming has significantly altered the natural paths of the typhoon. And so it's one after another, and this has been a very costly and unplanned challenges for us.
Is there anything salvageable in Kayangal, or do you bulldoze what's left and start from scratch to rebuild there?
You know, bulldoze is really the best way to do it. But, you know, for us island people, we always try to salvage even one block of cement or one piece of plywood. So that's really the part of the cleanup efforts, is to save what is salvageable and add on to new materials so that you can at least complete a house. That's the reality of the situation here. We try to salvage as much stuff as possible. But yes, nothing is standing, so it's actually quite a task right now to begin the cleanup efforts so that access to people's houses are there, and access to heavy equipment can also be offloaded to help with the cleanup efforts. Right now, it's a matter of using chainsaws and manpower, machetes, try to clear the fallen trees and debris that are scattered throughout the islands, especially the northern parts of Palau.
Is that cleanup already well underway?
We are starting, we're mobilizing the efforts. So the first things we're doing right now is procuring the needed equipment. For example, the island is out of big chainsaws. We have to wait for off-island purchases for the equipment to arrive. We were waiting for the seas to calm down, because it's even after the typhoon, there's still high swells. And in fact, we're under a red flag still, that no boats should be going out outside the reef at this time of the week. But we expect the swells to come down a little bit by tomorrow, and so we can mobilize the manpower and the needed hand equipment in order to begin the cleanup.
What's happening to the people who were evacuated from Kayangal?
They are now being housed at our cultural center. In fact, just an hour ago, people from the southern states of Palau, namely Peliliu, came by with some local produce to offer them as their assistance to the people of Kayangal. So they're presently here. Their children have also been incorporated into the central elementary schools. Our health personnel are looking after their health and welfare. So the community is coming together as far as providing food to help them while they temporarily are sheltered here in Koror.
What are the priorities once this cleanup is done? What are the priorities for rebuilding?
The priorities definitely are power, which are down and will take quite a while to reestablish them. As you know, the salt water came and penetrated the local power station there, so it's still yet to be determined whether we can try to revive power generator that had serviced the island, or we may have to buy a replacement. But power is the main concern. Of course, water is, there's no access to water. Without electricity, the water pumps do not work, and the water reservoir was contaminated with salt water. We're trying to establish communication. That was down. Every antennas on the islands down. So we're just using VHF radio right now and some iridium radios. The crops also, there's no sustainable way for anybody to live on the island now. The crops are all destroyed and salt water is all over the island. So you can't grow food at least for the next 7 to 8 months until the ground is more fertile and not salty. So those are the things that we face. It's going to be at least a year before normalcy really returns back to the island living.
Of course, it was not only Kayongol that was badly damaged, but also in Karoor and Babeldaad, there was damage. What are the priorities for the cleanup there?
Again, this is the same thing, as you say, even in the so-called capital and the district center, the business center. Power is the number one concern. We have to restore that as soon as possible. Water pipes broke, so some areas, we're on a water hours distribution right now. So we have waters for part of the day, and at night we have to refill the tanks. And communication is just coming up right now, but the rural areas are also still without communication. Some schools are still closed because they don't have electricity and water, so you can't have classes. So these are the types of priorities that were basic services that need to be there in order for business and schools and residences to be able to live.
Are you fearful that any requests that you make for help will be overshadowed given the greater catastrophe in the Philippines?
Yes, first of all, we really feel bad also by the situation in the calamity in the Philippines, especially with the loss of lives. While we were hit very hard, it's a miracle that we did not incur any fatalities. And that's really, we sympathize and offer our prayers to our neighbors and from the Philippines. But in a way, we know that they will and should receive the priority help that the international community can give them. We only hope that Palau is not forgotten and that we do get some help, because on our own, we certainly cannot meet the demands of what needs to be done.
Mr. President, are you satisfied that Palau's emergency planning and emergency evacuation system worked well ahead of the typhoon?
Yes, I would. I'd like to think that one of the reasons why we didn't incur fatalities was the advanced warning to our people, the designation of the typhoon shelter buildings, the evacuation of people, the response of our personnel. So in the end, people really survived from where they were, and they're able to go back and try to retrieve whatever they can salvage from their homes and businesses. But I think the planning went well. A lot has to do with the fact, like you say, that we just went through a typhoon less than a year ago with Typhoon Bopha, and so the memories are still fresh in our minds, and especially our response team are still fresh on what they need to do before and after.